you may have heard about the effort to clean up the Duwamish River. Now, some people are trying to clean up the river valley's air, too. Dave Stauffer has been a tugboat captain for 30 years. For the last 23, he's worked on the Duwamish River for Island Tug and Barge.
I was second-generation tugboat. My dad owned a tugboat company also.
Stauffer grew up with the smell of diesel on his clothes.
It's just the smell of a boat. Just like standing by a fire, you're going to get some of that smoke on your clothes. And
Stauffer's wife got used to the smell, too.
She'd say, "That's the smell of money."
I'm Landon Basicio. I'm a communications specialist at the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency. Diesel engines can have a life of 30 to 40 years. And so they were unregulated up until the mid-90s. And so an engine could still be sticking around from the time that it was unregulated.
On certain days, you could actually see where certain boats have been just by their exhaust. If the wind wasn't blowing anything, it would just hang there up to a quarter mile long or so out in the bay.
The Puget Sound Clean Air Agency helped Island Tug and Barge pay for new, cleaner engines, like the engine powering the tug we're riding on today.
I don't smell that smell anymore, no. It's a lot, like I say, it's a lot cleaner. The fumes are gone.
Stauffer's wife has noticed too.
But now she doesn't think I'm making any money because I don't smell anymore.
Tugboats aren't the only source of diesel pollution in the Duwamish River Valley. There are diesel-powered cranes and bulldozers that move piles of raw materials onto barges. Their operators give us a wave as we pass by on the river.
Hi, George!
Island Tug and Barge has been trying to convince those operators to work with the government and modernize their equipment. Eric Ellefson is a manager with a tugboat company.
If you're in partnership with folks that are driving change, then you have a say in it. That was our goal, is to be looked at as more of a partner, not as someone that needs to be regulated and reformed.
But even with people pushing for change, people that live near the Duwamish say that change isn't coming fast enough. Joel Kaufman has studied the air pollution in the Duwamish River Valley. He's with the University of Washington. He says pollution affects people more in neighborhoods like South Park.
The combination of the environmental hazards and economic disadvantage combine to make the risks for things like cardiovascular disease and pulmonary disease worse than either one of those things alone.
Which brings us to our final stop, the South Park Community Center. Residents here are tired of waiting for industry to clean up after itself, so they're taking matters into their own hands. A member of the American Lung Association is showing them how to build indoor air purifiers.
Change the filters every 1 to 3 months.
Sí, que hay que cambiar los filtros cada de entre 1 a 3 meses.
Depending on how dirty they get.
Sí, que depende un poco de...
Instructions are given in Spanish, English, and Vietnamese. The materials are cheap. A big box fan, an air filter, and some tiny metal brackets and screws. Peter Quingwen watches carefully.
Our whole Vietnamese community is going into this event today to actually build this air purifier because it's really important for us to have a good indoor air quality.
At the end of the workshop, Quingwen stood in a long line of South Park and Georgetown residents to take home an air purifier of his very own.
Thank you.
It could take decades to clean up the air in the Duwamish River Valley. In the meantime, South Park residents pin their hopes for a healthy future on this homemade air purifier. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.